Hey, this is Pastor Jay Lee, and you're listening to the Daily Sabbath Podcast. Hey guys, Pastor Jay here. Before we get to today's devotional, I just wanted to again, as always, thank you guys for listening to the podcast. I'm always blown away by just the support that you guys have shown. And it's not just here in the US, but actually we have someone who has at least listened to the podcast in 21 different countries, which just kind of blows my mind. And so, you know, I would love to hear from you and just be able to say hello and thank you for listening to the podcast. And so if you would just leave me a message and, you know, you'll find a link in the episode description and just, you know, say hello, tell me you've been listening to the podcast, tell me where you're listening from. And you know, I would love to be able to just say hello to you. And as always, you could always leave your feedback and your questions as well. But also, I wanted to mention that, you know, for some of you guys, maybe you would like to connect, but not necessarily in, you know, a public way like the pod inbox. And so you can feel free to email me. The email address is dailysabbath@gmail.com. You know, I'm just hoping that this could be more than a podcast, but, you know, I'm looking for ways that we can, you know, grow this into some sort of a community. And so please let me know if there's any way that this Daily Sabbath community can serve you, or if you have any suggestions of how it can grow into something more. And so with that being said, here is today's scripture reading. The Spiritual But Not Religious Series, Part 5. Matthew chapter 16, verses 15 through 18. "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not overcome it." For many, they have abandoned organized religion because they have been hurt by the church. The church used me. They gossiped about me and judged me. They just wanted my money. They took advantage of me. They abused me. If that has been your experience with the church, I am so sorry. It's unsurprising that you would give up on finding spiritual truth in a place that has proven to be so untrustworthy. One of the things that's confusing about this conversation is where to place the blame. Do I blame the church? Do I blame the leaders? Is it my fault? Is it everyone's fault? Or maybe I blame God. But perhaps we're really just talking about people. People hurting other people. See, there are those who blame all of the ills of society on religion. And I can see where that sentiment comes from. The Crusades, health and wealth prosperity preachers, the Catholic abuse scandal, radical extremism. But stop to consider this. If there was no such thing as religion in the world, do you really believe that there would not be violence or war or corruption or abuse anymore? See, these ills seem to find us wherever we are, whether we're theists or atheists, democratic or socialist, conservative or liberal, rich or poor, it doesn't matter. These ills even find us when we are spiritual but not religious. The common denominator is people. We are the ones who hurt, and we bring that with us into whatever spheres or institutions we occupy. And so your reflection for today is this. I am so, so sorry if you have been hurt by the church in the past. But I can't let you give up on the church because Jesus won't give up on the church. He died to establish the church. He calls it his body, his family, the temple of God. He calls the church his bride. Jesus says, "On this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not overcome it." Is it possible that we're placing all the blame on organized religions, when really the source of our suffering and our hurt is people, broken people hurting other people? Even Jesus warned that there would be wolves who come in sheep's clothing, and yet he tells us the church is the hope of the world, which has the keys to the kingdom and beats back the gates of hell. And so please, don't give up on Jesus and his church yet. For more Daily Sabbath content, please be sure to follow us on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. And you can also follow us on our Instagram account, Daily Sabbath.